We simply do not know what early humans thought about many of the relevant questions because they left so few artifacts. We know that some buried their dead in a fetal position with grave goods or in awe-inspiring places, which implies that they expected the dead to be born again. The cave paintings at Lascaux, 15,000 BCE, and the Willendorf Venus, 25,000 BCE, point to the great antiquity of shamanism and fertility cults. But beyond that, we have mostly speculation, often well informed by original ideas, but still speculation. Despite the best efforts of researchers such as Dean Hamer, there is no clear link between religion and specific genes. So, in the absence of evidence from the genome, evolutionary psychologists generally choose between one of two arguments. Either our hunter-gatherer ancestors were more likely to survive if they had religious beliefs, or they had the capacity to produce such beliefs as a byproduct of other abilities. These two different arguments take us in different directions. RSMEs as adaptations for survival. Why does our craving for God persist? It may be that we need it for something. It may be that we don't need it and it is left over from something that we used to be. There are lots of biological possibilities. Materialist philosopher Daniel Dennett. Fitting RSMEs into evolutionary psychology requires leaning very heavily on the R in RSMEs, the religion part. It is true that religions usually organize society and thus aid survival. Indeed, a religion, however it started, tends to share the cultural characteristics of its era. For example, hunter-gatherers were initiated into totem clans. Tibetan Buddhists have a lama who is thought to reincarnate previous lamas. American Christian denominations that originated in dramatic tent revivals nonetheless have presidents and bulky administrations. Social anthropologists have done much fruitful work in identifying the ways in which religious institutions organize societies. But there is a serious weakness to this approach to explaining RSMEs. To study mysticism or spirituality as if it derives from religion is to reverse the usual course of events. The religion is a later development, typically beginning in a mystical insight or spiritually significant event. That original RSME is usually irrelevant to survival. The religion that grows out of it will probably flourish if it aids survival and die out if it does not. But the fate of the religion doesn't tell us much about the origin of the RSME.